Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Quincy Samuel Smith. I'm from the southeast side of Chicago and currently reside in Los Angeles, California. I've been married for 25 years to this young lady right here and blessed with four beautiful children. I have the privilege of playing with Coach Maiden tournament team from 1983 to 1986. Now, I know a lot of my players and former players are wondering why I have the privilege to be in the Master of Ceremonies today. Well, it's obvious that I was the best player that Coach ever coached in the last 40 years. You know, I thought I did swing a mean bat and had a hell of a fastball.
Okay.
But just kidding. In all seriousness, I stand here humbled and honored to be in the presence of so many talented and gifted athletes that ever walk the streets of Chicago. I'm proud to call them my teammates, and even more importantly, lifelong friends. Some of our greatest memories were not just championships or victories. There were the long road trips, the chatting in the dugouts, the shit talking, chasing girls, great laughs,
yes,
and playing the game that brought us all together, which is the beautiful game of baseball. Baseball taught us much more than how to hit a curveball or to turn a double play. It taught us discipline, teamwork, accountability, and how to handle both victory and defeat with character. Those lessons have stayed with us long after we hung up our cleats. If you ever played with Coach Maiden's travel team or tournament team over the last 40 years, would you please stand? Now, we might not have all played together, but today we are one powerful team. Although today we recognize many outstanding players, but we are really here today to celebrate one extraordinary man. A man who the entire Chicago simply known as the Coach. Throughout his lifetime, he has worn many hats. He's been a baseball scout, sports commentator, author, businessman, Negro League advocate, mentor, and community leader. And yes, and even a pastor. Yet, despite all the accolades, there was always one title that stood out among the most, and that was Coach. Because coaching was never just Michael Maiden, what he did. It's who he was and who he still is. No one in the city has loved the game of baseball more than Coach Michael Maiden. Mr. Maiden, would you stand up? I know you're already standing up. Can we give him applause? Can we give him a standing ovation? Every player. Waiting for you to sit down. Let me define the word coach. A coach is someone who teaches, trains, inspires, and develops individuals, not only athletes, but people. As many former players as we are today, here today, there are hundreds more lives that changed because of Coach Maiden. Coach didn't just coach baseball, he coached young men. If a family couldn't afford the fees, Coach found a way. If someone needed encouragement, Coach was there. If Coach needed discipline or players needed discipline, guidance, or simply someone to believe in them, Coach stepped up. He gave us purpose. He gave us a safe place from the negative influences that surrounded us every day in the growing streets of Chicago. For many young men, baseball diamond became their classroom. The dugout became our brotherhood. And Coach Maiden became our father figure. Coach, you was a trailblazer. While other coaches were playing checkers, you were playing chess. You were ahead of the game, ahead of your time. You saw potential in young people like us before we lost seeing within ourselves. Because of baseball, many of us learned lessons that shaped our careers, our marriages, families, and the men we have become today. And because of you, countless young men found themselves rounding the bases towards success instead of striking out in life. Your impact cannot measure by wins or the losses. It is measured by the lives changed and the men who here today who stands behind you. On behalf of every player, parent, and grandparent, and family member and here today, you have touched. Coach Maiden, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for the 40 years of unwavering commitment to our community and to the game of baseball, and each and every one of us. Thank you, Coach. Thanks for being the best coach. Something for you right quick. Can you come up here for a second? We got the Best Coach Award for Michael Maiden.
Yeah. He spent some money on this too.